It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. One of us is a Bears fan. Tried and true.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Jared Payton is on the line with us. Jared, I know this. We won the last game, the first game Bill watched. And what did you decide, Bill?
I was not impressed with what I saw, Jared. Not impressed.
What, Jared?
No.
What?
Nope.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I am. Well, we got no other choices, man. You're a Bears fan if you live in this city.
The Dolphins are doing great. I'll follow the Dolphins.
Jared, please.
Oh, goodness gracious. No, don't do that. That's horrible.
But you could see, Jared, where somebody like myself could watch these first two games and say, this is not the Bears team I was hoping for. You can see, I know they're 1-1, but they just barely got away with that win the other night.
I mean, that was the tough part. It was I was there for the game, covering the game, so it was kind of funny to call my wife back at home here in Chicago and ask her if my son's watching, and she said he was running around like crazy for the final 31 seconds. But I mean, that's what happens sometimes. You know, you got to win games, and it's not always easy. And winning on the road is tough, but playing, you know, in Denver is always tough with the altitude. So to see these guys be able to get a big team win. Yes, it wasn't sexy, as they would say, you know, winning big, but I think it was what this team needed. And now they head into, you know, Monday night game against a Washington team that they should beat and hopefully, you know, get the offense going. But if I would have told you guys that the Bears kicker, Eddie Pinheiro, was going to be the biggest offensive threat for this team heading into the season, I bet you everybody listening would have been like, you're crazy, Jared. That's not going to happen. Seems like we got a kicker right now, and Eddie Pinheiro is becoming he's getting a little bit of airtime, and good for him because he worked his tail off to be able to earn that spot as the Bears kicker this year.
Let's talk Mitch Trubisky. I saw a pregame last season. I was excited. I was excited throughout the season last year. I still am hopeful that I will be excited again. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's one of the process. A lot of people in Chicago, probably that's the biggest question that I get everywhere that I go. People want to know about Mitch. Right now, I wrote this in my Peyton Presser on WGNRadio.com that the confidence is just not there right now. And I don't know if that is because of the play calling or just his offense has started out slow, but Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky have to be on the same page. And if they're not, I think that's what we're starting to see right now. And I think it's a combination of both. For Trubisky, fans are already losing hope, and I'm trying to tell them, listen, you got to – this young man, if you knew about him from the beginning, one of the biggest issues was he had lack of starts at the college level and that he was going to be a project. And if you didn't look at him that way coming out of the draft, no matter where the Bears drafted him, and that's on you. I knew what kind of guy that he is. He's got all the attributes that you want in a starting quarterback. The only thing that's going to get him more comfortable on the football field is more live reps. And I know that's not what Bears fans want to hear, but that's the truth. And so you're going to have to stick it out and try to figure it out. I have confidence that he can do it, that he can be that guy. And I think this week coming up on Monday night, this could be one of those nights for him to get his confidence back. And he doesn't have to be all these other guys, the Patrick Mahomes's and Deshaun Watson's. I know that's what everybody hopes he can be. He just needs to be able to take care of the football, get it out to his playmakers, let them make plays. Because right now he's got a really good defense to be able to take it. I know everybody listening is going, well, he was drafted second. Well, that's where the Bears drafted him. That's what Ryan Pace thought that was his guy. And, you know, he's now got to figure out, you know, how he can be that guy for this Bears offense and how he can be this guy for this organization. So he's got a lot of pressure on him. The one thing that I do know is he's got a strong mind and a big heart in the way that he works. So you can do anything if you have those two things, especially in this game of football.
Jared, do they tell Mitch Trubisky in advance the team that he'll be playing and the day that the game will take place? Because he seems out of sorts. He seems confused by almost everything at this point.
Jeez, Bill.
It's difficult, man. That's why that position is the most coveted one in all sports.
Sure.
That's why the quarterback gets paid the money that they get paid, right? Because you're asked to do a lot of things. You got to know where everybody's at, and to give him a little bit of leeway. It's tough learning offenses, especially when you don't have, you know, all the years underneath your belt. You look at the two guys that I mentioned before, Mahomes and Watson. They came from programs in college where this, they played in the big games. They had a lot of those things. For Trubisky, it's he's still new. And I know everybody's like, all right, he's making what, his 30th start in the NFL, but still, the lack of reps in college is to me a big deal. And so for him, learning on the fly is difficult. And when you got to read defenses and all that stuff.
But Jared, several sports writers have hinted, Chicago sports writers have hinted that they've had to simplify the playbook to make it easier for him to understand. Can that be true?
Yes, it can be true. It can be true, and it's probably something that Matt Nagy's his offense is complicated, and it's one of those things that you have to learn. And the only way that you learn, you can do it during practice, but practice is nothing like the game.
Sure.
Speed, because you know guys aren't coming to take your head off in practice. You know, they know that they got to let up in the game. They're coming at you hard, and defenses, I've said this before, I think I might have said it last week with you guys, that defenses have learned about this Bears offense. They know what it is from watching a year of film on them, and so now it's up to Matt Nagy to try to figure out how to get his quarterback comfortable and how to get him in situations where he can be successful. If he can do that, they have pieces around him to do that. But I think it really starts with a guy like David Montgomery. He's the running back. He's got to be able to set the tone, and they got to run the ball. And anytime you can run the ball, that definitely helps out a quarterback, especially a quarterback that is still in an offense that's still looking for their identity.
Jared Payton's on the line with us, sports anchor for WGN-TV. I know you don't have a lot of time. I have to ask what to me seems like an obvious question. A few texters have asked this as well. Why don't they in preseason play the actual players so there could be some kind of groove going when the real season kicks off?
Wendy, I'm with you. I get it. I understand. That's always going to be the question. I knew that this question would kind of surface itself, you know, if they got out to a slow start. Offense definitely needs that groove. They need to get into a groove. But then you're also thinking about, you know, these guys, what you're talking about, maybe having 30 to 40 plays in the preseason. They don't play a lot anyway. So for Matt Nagy, his mindset and philosophy is just saving his guys to be able to, you know, be fresh and healthy, because we know one catastrophic injury in the NFL and that can change the dynamics of your ball club. So I'm offensively, for a guy like Mitch, yes, he needs as many reps as possible. I've been saying that. Yeah, he needs probably to throw a little bit more. A guy like Aaron Rodgers, he can sit out the preseason and not play and come in and, you know, be firing on
business
all cylinders.
Business as usual,
it's business as usual. It's so different. But you look at the defense, they don't look like they've missed a step by not playing, you know what I mean? So the Bears defense and Chuck Pagano, they've done picked up where they left off from last year. Offensively, though, you have to get into a groove. And yes, we're using these first two games for this offense as kind of like the preseason. So I'm hoping that this third game, they bounce out of it. They come out and start to really excel a little bit more so we can truly see. They're better than what we've seen in the last two games. I was at training camp. I saw these guys. They're a lot better than what they play, and they know that. They just got to come out and they got to execute. When things aren't working, you got to figure out how to make it start working, and that's what the game of football is all about. They have the character guys on that offense to get it going. I'm hoping it's against a bad Washington team, they can really start finding themselves.
Jared, I know you're short on time. Very, very quickly, you've seen a lot of quarterback troubles around the NFL. Drew Brees is going to be out for a while. Andrew Luck retired. The Jets lost their quarterback for a considerable amount of time. What's going on? I don't remember a season where quarterbacks were dropping like flies the way they are this year.
You know, it's tough. It's tough when, you know, you're losing guys and when we're seeing the big names kind of drop off. And that's the hardest part. And now the big deal is to be able to have a backup. Do you have a backup that can be serviceable for a good amount of time? And that's one of the other hardest things that people don't think of. You know, when you have a good starting quarterback, you forget about having the backup. It's some of these teams, like the Saints, Teddy Bridgewater, guys that have had starting responsibilities before, hopefully you start to see these guys be able to pick up. But I know it's hard for fantasy owners out there that have some of these big-name quarterbacks that are out. You have to be able to adjust now, and teams are going to have to be able to adjust without some of these guys in the lineup for a while.
Mitch has a lot of pressure on him. We all know that he has to put that aside and move past it. We're hopeful for Monday night. That's all I can say. I'm hopeful.
Hey, Wendy, one game at a time.
One game at a time, Wendy. One game at a time.
You know what? But listen, I'm going to tell you this real quick. The issue was is how this team ended last season, and I think over the offseason we were all thinking about it was Super Bowl or bust, and rightfully so. I mean, that's how we get sometimes, but every year is different. What happened last year and that team that was last year, that's not the same team as this year. So what's going to happen is this year's team is going to have their own challenges, their own roadblocks. They're going to have to figure it out, but I have faith that the guys inside that locker room can get it done. And I believe in Matt Nagy, and I believe in his staff. So, you know, anything can happen. And when you have a defense like they have, that's a Super Bowl-ready defense right now for the Bears. So let's just see if Mitch can kind of get his groove together. And we just got to give this thing time. One game at a time, one week at a time, Bears fans. Let's not give up. Let's not give up hope. Let's believe and see what we can come up with as the season goes along.
They need to give him a spa day before Monday night.
Yes.
Just a nice chill.
So true. Yep.
That would help.
Yep.
Love you, Jared.
Wendy, you're gonna have like callers call in now and like have like a GoFundMe page for like a spa day for Mitch. That's gonna be hilarious.
Well, he better take it. He needs to relax. We will talk to you soon. Right, Go Bears.
So when you go to Mario Tricocci's and you see the Bears just lounging around, don't be surprised. It's a spa day. It's a good idea.
Would it be so bad?
No. Anything. Try anything. I'm all for it.
All right. Jared Payton, you can watch him on WGN TV. You can hear him on Saturdays from 4 to 7 here on WGN Radio. You can hear us, too, and we'll be back in a second. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN.